Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we are in a dogfight for our lives. Those of you who are out there, you need to take a stand. It's time that we move this thing to a whole different level. Your president, Obama, I know you love Mr. Obama, but he's about to take you into war. He's getting ready to bomb everything that's moving in Syria. Those of you who are out there, you need to stop marching. You need to stop protesting. You need to join Ralph Pointer in Washington, D.C., at the White House. You need to join him so you can also start picketing. Tell this madman that he can't do it. Did you hear the word that he called Putin of Russia a jackass? He's saying that he's calling him, actually called him to his face. But Putin said that he's not intimidated by the skinny man. He said he's too skinny to fight. But I tell you, people out there, it is time that we move this thing to a whole different level. We got to change the way we do business. We got to change the way we're acting around here. We got to make sure that people understand how important it is for us to take this thing to a whole different level. I tell you, it's been really one hell of a fight. But remember this, we still got to boycott. The key word is boycott, boycott, boycott. Boycott everything. Everything in Florida, boycott. Whirlpool, Maytag, anything that got to do with Whirlpool, KitchenAid, boycott. We have to show these people exactly what we're made of. We're also putting a new income tax on all these folks who live or who work in Benton Harbor but do not live in Benton Harbor. That goes for the presidents, the CEOs, anybody who live anywhere near. Anybody who live anywhere near and work in this city, we're putting this tax on it. Remember this, the CEO of Whirlpool makes over $35 million. Remember this, the board members make over $5 and $6 million. Those of you who are out there, think about 1% of that going back into the city of Benton Harbor. The city of Benton Harbor has finally put their heads together and came up with a plan to show the world what we can do if we work together. But I'm going to leave you with this thought, and then we're going to listen to a little Martin Luther King, and then I'm going to bring on my good friend, my guy, Ralph Pointer. So those of you who are out there, just take your time and just do what needs to be done. And the key word is boycott, boycott, boycott. Boycott everything from Whirlpool products. Boycott everything in Florida. Boycott everything that you could think of. Because we're boycotting. We're making sure that people understand that we will no longer spend our money. We're going to keep money in our pockets. So let's listen to a little Martin Luther King.
Guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty,
promissory note insofar as the citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds.
Luther King is telling it just like it is. Those of you out there, do not forget that this is what's really going on in our country. They have written us a check that came back in fine. But listen, I got to bring on my good friend, my guy, the guy who's been actually leading the charge, the husband of Lynn Stewart, a guy who I admire and respect. I love him so much. He's been trying to get his wife out of prison. She's in prison. She's a political prisoner. And we the people is sitting back doing nothing. Ralph have led the charge. He have fought many battles in reference to get her out. And those people out there, last week, we went over a half a million people had tuned into this show. That means that don't mean that they listened to it today, but during the week. In a one-week period of time, a half a million went on the internet and actually heard the show. That is an incredible figure. Now we're going for a whole million. That's my goal. So those of you who are out there, start telling your friends, start telling your cousins, tell everybody, your boyfriend, your husband, we need to do something, and we need to get Lynn Stewart out of jail. Ralph Pointer, are you there?
And everybody in the house calling.
Ralph Pointer, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Pinckney, listening to every word. You've said so much, and I would like people to remember Lynn's birthday, October 8th. And if nothing else, we should have a million calls into the White House or Eric Holder, because Lynn's papers have been forwarded again from Carswell Federal Medical Center. But I must remind people where our political prisoners are. They are not in jail. They are in death camps. In Carswell Federal Medical Center, there's a woman who has cancer and is at 89 pounds. She will soon die, but they haven't given her compassionate release. What kind of a government is this that would not give compassionate release to somebody who is obviously dying? And Lynn, her birthday, October 8th, reminds me to remind people to please remember history. As Martin Luther King was speaking a few moments ago, talking about the government that we had while he was alive, well, we have that same government on steroids. And people are concerned about America going to Syria. Well, let us remember who gave Saddam Hussein poisonous gas and urged him to use it on Iranians, and he killed 100,000 Iranians with poison gas. Have we forgotten that? And we must remember that this same Saddam Hussein, who was supported by America, used poison gas on the Kurds. It was okay then, because it was supported by America. And lest we forget, who was it that destroyed the very earth that may not be able to be used for 1,000 years with chemicals? The United States in Vietnam. Who used in Vietnam Agent Orange, a pesticide that kills and kills and continues to kill? Who used cluster bombs, as they claim were used in Syria? Who is the only nation that refuses to denounce and make the making of cluster bombs illegal? United States. And so when they give us a reason as to why they are going into Syria, you know they are liars. And what are they trying to hide? Just like in Vietnam, they said they were concerned about people. They were concerned about taking over another nation's assets, like they are doing in Africa today, killing people beyond our imagination and not talking about it in the media. And so we have a government of liars, a government of no conscience. And they are telling us they are going to go to Syria to save people's lives, just like they were going to go to Afghanistan to save the lives of women. And the moment they get the Northern Alliance to join them by signing away the rights of women, then they say, we have victory. And the Northern Alliance is nothing but a group of warlords who sell drugs by the container load. And who helps them sell the drugs by the container load? By shipping them chemicals that allow them to process the opium, the poppy, to a degree that it is 20 times more powerful than they were able to do before opium growing was banned by the bad guys, as they tell us. They say the bad guys banned opium production. And now they have their group in charge in Afghanistan producing drugs that are killing our children. Everything they say is a lie. The women in Afghanistan are as bad or worse off now than they ever were. There is no education. There is no infrastructure. And what does America do? They tell us one more time they're going somewhere to help someone. And let us, you know, we don't have to go back to the Crusades where they said they were going there for religion. They went there for gold and power. And this time they're going for black gold, which is oil and power. How soon we forget what America is all about. And these morally corrupt bankers that we have, 10 million foreclosed homes, it's going to go to 14 or 15 million foreclosed homes, people out of work, and they tell us that they are going to Syria because 300 or 500 people died of poison gas. And no one asked the question, who launched the poison gas? And it has been suggested that it was the Mossad, an Israeli group that launched the poison gas in order to have another lie for American dummies. And I hate to use that word, but we're acting like dummies when we say we believe those who have lied about everything. But now this time they are not lying. We have John Kerry running around the world, the biggest liar of all, who denied, turned his back on his fellow comrades on the battlefield when he said he threw his medal away from the war in Vietnam. And then as it turned out, it wasn't his medal at all. It was somebody else's medal. And then he had to apologize to the nation, well, I lied. And here he is out there again, lying again, telling the American people that they are going to bomb somebody to save them. More lies. And so the lies continue, but as you say, what are we going to do about it? We can do something. We can keep our pennies in our pocket. Mainly boycott Whirlpool, boycott Florida, boycott anything that is not food, transportation, or housing. And if we did just that, if we care enough to do that, if we care enough to act, we can bring these people to their knees because they are watching. We want Lynn home. I'd like to see her home before her birthday, October 8th. But by her birthday, I would like to see the phones of this government closed down October 8th. People must call. And if you want to realize how bad this government is, Al Capone, who had killed so many people, was so guilty, got compassionate release. Of course, he was dying of syphilis. Now we have Lynn Stewart, whose crime, which is the most outrageous crime, to support the Bill of Rights, to support people who had no funds, to support people of color in our struggle for freedom and independence. This is her crime. No more. Oh, yes. She dared apply the Bill of Rights for Muslims And that is another crime in this society. And as I said to her client, the blind Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, I, Ralph Pointer, was guilty of the most heinous crimes that this nation can claim somebody is guilty of. The day I was born a person of color, and I was born poor. That's the most criminal, the most punishing thing that can happen to you in America. And having been born like this, I recognize the crime, the punishment for this crime, and Lynn Stewart dared support our struggle for liberation. She dared apply the Bill of Rights to a Muslim, and therefore she is guilty of the most heinous of crimes, and they are punishing her far beyond what they punished Al Capone, far beyond what they punished any of the people who supported them in their evil doings. And so I'm asking you to, what you have already done, to extend your desire, to your wishes to your audience, to say, let us include Lynn Stewart, our team, in our appeal. No longer can we appeal to for a moral solution to an immoral society. We must make a demand, and we can demand anything and everything if we learn to keep our pennies in our pocket. So thank you again, Reverend Whitney, as an outstanding leader who insists that we have an action, and that action is to keep our pennies in our pocket. Thank you, Reverend, because we have so many people out there talking, so many people that they, leaders that they have given us, and they include Obama and Sharpton and Holder. And we disobey Martin Luther King, who says, judge a man not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. And we all follow evil as long as the evil is black. The black face on white imperialism is Mr. Obama. We must make it clear to him that our demands will not be met.
And you know one thing? Here's what we're going to start doing, Rap. Are you still in Washington, D.C.?
We must do something. I'm sorry for talking over you. I was just saying our demands will be met when we make it real by nothing. Thank you, Reverend.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to know, are you still in Washington, D.C.?
No, I am not. I'm coming down. I had a tragic situation, robbery, and, you know, you leave your home, and my home in the North Country was robbed. I had to run up to solidify the doors. They were kicked down. The garage door was open. Had to go put the doors back on, and now I'll be on my way to Washington Tuesday.
Okay,
so
here's my plan. I know you probably don't have the number for people to call. Last week we went over 500,000 people actually listen to the program. That don't mean they listen to it on Sunday. That means during the whole week. And what I need you to do, I need you to start giving out the phone number to call. And what I want to do, I know that they can go to the website, but when you ask people to go to the website, sometimes you be asking too much, because we're funny people. What we normally do, you know, if you have the number right then and there, they'll write it down, and then they'll call for a Monday morning and stuff like that. But if, you know, the next time that you get on, if you please have that number and give it out, and I can get some of these folks to start calling.
Okay, I'm going to give you the numbers right now.
Okay, so everybody out there, get your pencil and pen ready. We're going to get the number right now for you to call. This is crucial.
Okay. Please call President Obama at 202-456-1111. Attorney General Holder, 202-353-1555. And
okay,
the Director of the Bureau of Prisons, 202-307-3250. 303-270-3250-353-1555-456-1111. Please make those phone calls, and, you know, if not by October 8th, on October 8th, to let your voice be heard, and from now on, keep your pennies in your pocket.
Very good. Let me repeat those numbers. The first one is 202-456-1111.
President Obama.
President Obama. The next one is Eric Holder, 202-353-1555.
The Attorney General.
Attorney General. The next one is 202-307-3257.
That's Prison Director Samuels. And so if we call those numbers and let them know we have not forgotten our sister Lynn, we will never forget those who serve us. And remember, contribute.
Amen. That is tremendous. And those of you out there, we got over 500,000 people listening. Please make that call. Ralph, thank you so much.
And
I really, really appreciate you.
And ready to call in or to talk at the end of the program, because you have so much to talk about and to remind people. Let's get our memories back. Let us remember where we are, and let us remember to do something about it.
Amen.
Thanks again.
All right, my brother. You take care of yourself, and we'll bring you on at the end.
Right on.
All right. Now we got to bring on our good friend, Mary. Now, Mary been absent from the show. Matter of fact, I was about to send the truant officer to look for her, but she's back, and she's strong, and she's ready to roll. And I tell you, she's my girl. That's Mary. Mary, are you there?
I am here, Reverend Pinckney. I just had to call you today and say congratulations.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Yes, it's my understanding from a news announcement I just read in the Washington Post that Ben Jealous is announcing his retirement on Monday.
Very good. That is such tremendous news. That, matter of fact, that is the news of the year. Ben Jealous is resigning. That is the news of the year. Mary, that is so tremendous. You have just made my day. All the listeners out there, we have over 10,000 people who have bumped the NAACP cards. We are moving
yes.
to a whole different level. Mary, thank you.
Absolutely, and I'm glad to tell it to you from a major news source. He will make a formal announcement on Monday, and Ben Jealous is history. He is leaving the NAACP. He will no longer be the president of that historic organization, and we can only hope that the organization will be able to recover some of its former glory as it sincerely works and does the revolutionary work of an oppressed people. So we can, you know, see what happens now. But Ben Jealous is history. And
hey, you
I
know one thing, Mary?
You and
that's
got
to teach him about messing with me. That'll teach him about messing with me.
Absolutely. You know what? Ben Jealous is history, and I immediately gave full credit to you and your advocacy. Also, I want you to know that the longshoremen have left the AFL-CIO union, and I thought immediately of our good friend Ralph Pointer when I read that news, because he always admonishes us to burn any union cards if our unions do not represent us. So the longshoremen have officially parted with the AFL-CIO.
Wow. You know, it appears to me, Mary, that people are getting smarter.
Oh, people are getting smarter. People are waking up. And that's why I do believe that if we keep up our present action against a war in Syria or any other place, that we will not go to war. We just need to keep up the pressure. We need to stand strong. We need to not waver in our faith or our action. Because as one great man said, he learned to pray on his feet. You know, get up on your feet and pray. Stand up and do the work of the righteous. Because as long as you're on the right side, it doesn't matter how many people are standing with you. You and God make a majority. Is that right, Ray?
You are absolutely correct. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. All you need is yourself and God. You know, and then here's the best part. You know, like they say, it's 10,000 of them. God will send you 20,000 angels to protect you. He'll send you a million angels to protect you. He will surround you and protect you against all this evilness. And you know, here's something that's going to happen big, Mary, that you need to know this. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, I'll be going to the courthouse to file a recall on three of the school board members who supports Whirlpool. And also care very little about our children in our school system. So tomorrow morning at 8:30, it should be probably pretty big news around here. Somebody actually taking a stand to do something to protect our children.
Wonderful news. That is always good news. I want to invite you, Reverend Pinckney, and the audience to read an article I just published yesterday, and it's called Democide. D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E, that means death by government, and it's democide by death by government in USA and Syria. You know, the United States of America, there's no agency here to account for all of the death by police. There's no way to find out how many blacks died by police, how many mentally ill people died by police, how many children were killed by police. But we know exactly how many people got killed by gas in Syria. I think it's wrong for us to be tending to other people's business while nobody is tending to ours. Nobody knows how many people are killed every month, every year in the United States of America due to crimes against humanity, because many of these deaths are wrongful deaths, and the payouts prove it. The payouts prove it. And then you have your government murders that are covered up, like my brother's. That's wrongful death of Larry Neal. So we need to know how many deaths are happening in America, and I promise you that I believe if we dealt with our own crimes against humanity, we would have less time and less money to worry about what's happening in other countries. The name of the article is Democide, that's death by government in the USA and Syria.
You know, that's a tremendous word that you use. You know, that's the first time I know the word itself, but the first time I ever saw it used in a sentence before. That was very educational.
Well, thank you. You know, your good friend, Cynthia McKinney, I don't know if you ever saw a video that she published about the 5,000 people who were supposedly executed in Katrina, 5,000 people, and she suspects that they were prisoners. She was contacted by a woman whose son had a government job. I think he was in the military, and he was complaining because he had to catalog 5,000 individuals who were executed. They were shot with a single bullet to the head, and that was during Katrina, and their bodies were dumped in a swamp. And Cynthia McKinney said that she believes they were prisoners down there in Louisiana. And so we have had major massacres here in this country, And I doubt if anybody even considered bombing America because of the way the people were treated in Katrina. And so this is something to think about as we move forward next week and have discussions and Congress votes on whether or not to go bomb a country because of the allegations that the government gassed some of its citizens. We need to consider the police brutality. We need to consider the Katrina disaster and how people were treated there. We do know about all of the poor patients at one of the hospitals there in Louisiana who were euthanized after the disaster. We know about that because they even had trials. We know that some of the police officers who were shooting people, just going and randomly shooting people, actually went to jail. But Cynthia McKinney reported that she had contact with an individual who said 5,000 were massacred during Katrina and their bodies were dumped into swamps. So I have that video for you to see on the article I told you about. And so you can just look up Mary Neal, N-E-A-L, and the word democide, D-E-M-O-C-I-D-E. And I congratulate you again, Reverend Pinckney, on a job well done. Ben Jealous will announce his resignation on Monday. And we thank God for you and for all the wonderful work that you do through BH Banco organization, and we invite everybody to please join in. You know, the thing is that you might think to yourself, oh, what can a grassroots organization do? Well, this is proof that a few people who are united and who are dedicated and who are devoted to doing what's right, God works with them, and he can bring down giants. Ben Jealous will leave the NAACP as president on Monday, and you right now are listening to the man who had more to do with that than I think they will ever publish. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Reverend.
Absolutely. And I want to ask you one final question. You heard about your President Obama. You heard that he called the Russian, I think Putin is the president of Russia. I'm not sure exactly what his title is, but he supposed to have called him a jackass to his face.
Well, I think that was a that was satire. That article was satire. But you know, speaking of that, I do know that I've been keeping up all week with the fact that Russia supposedly has warships around Syria. Is supposedly sending or has already sent warships around Syria, and they're not there to be friendly with the American ships that are around Syria. So, you know, what we see here is an uncomfortable situation for the whole wide world, and it seems to be because America wants so badly to hook up with Al-Qaeda and be their friends and help them jump on a country. Now, that's what it seems to be, because we know the rebels, a lot of the rebels are Al-Qaeda. And so, you know, it wasn't, but I think, what was it, like 12 years ago, this coming September 11th, that Al-Qaeda is given credit for bringing down the Twin Towers and bringing down part of the Pentagon and killing up to 3,000 Americans. But now, you know, it's been, 11 years or 12 years ago. So now we are threatening World War III in order to go help Al-Qaeda take down another country. That's how it reads anyway. And so it's definitely something to pray about. We know the Christians in Syria are very nervous because those Al-Qaeda people believe in decapitation. They believe in cutting the head off of Christians. But, of course, we have been well told that America is not a Christian nation. So I guess that means it's okay to get with individuals who want to kill Christians by very evil means. And so it's just a very confusing time. And as I said, I think that article was satire about him calling him that. But the truth is that, you know, I don't think other countries are very happy with the threats to Syria, especially with individuals of such ill repute as Al-Qaeda. So,
wow.
Yes, that's where we are with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I just really want to remind everybody, too, also about Danny Glover will be here on the 5th. We're going to be doing some incredible things. We're going to be going through the community. We're going to be doing things that's pretty much unnatural. He's going to explore several different radio programs that he's going to be on personally here in the city of Benton Harbor. And here's something that, you know, that I want to do. I want to make sure that he sits down with individuals and he have the opportunity to actually speak to them one-on-one if they get here early enough and we can schedule a time. So we're doing some things, Mary, that I think that probably never been done before. And my goal is to make sure that he get here and be comfortable and able to talk to the people. I want him to talk to the people, and I want him to rally the crowd. And also, in 2014, we're going to have Occupy the PGA again, and I'm going to ask him to lead that. Matter of fact, I'm asking him to lead that march. It's about a two-mile walk to the beach. And I think that it's going to be so sensational. 2012 was really off the chain. It was just so wonderful. But I think 2014, we're going to have more time to plan. And I think it's going to be really, really great. And I'm looking forward and doing some of the things that need to be done. We are making sure that we stay positive. And Mary, please spread the word. Boycott, boycott, boycott. Keep your money in your pocket. That's the most important thing that we can tell people. And we got to start telling folks, keep your money in your pocket. Until we're able to keep our money in our pocket, they're going to continue to mistreat us and beat us down.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is a nonviolent protest. And I like Boycott for Justice because it is a protest that everybody, no matter how rich or poor or even handicapped you are, you can just choose not to shop with certain industries. And
absolutely.
I suggest that we go through and try to find out which industries use prison laborers and add them to the list.
Hey, another thing, too, Mary, we need to start growing our own food. That's another big one that I think that we need to get into.
You're right about that, sir. We need to be as independent as possible and certainly look after our health. You know, speaking of chemicals, as far as people spraying, you know, they're citizens with chemicals. I think that happens to us every day. We have these chemtrails over the sky. We have this the plants, our plant crops are sprayed with chemicals, and we have the chloride in our water. The fluoride. We have chemicals all over the place, and I hear that they're not very healthy for us. So again, we are being sprayed with chemicals. We are eating food that has been sprayed with chemicals. And we need to just address many, many issues here at home, justice issues here at home. And I thank God for men like you, Reverend Pinckney. And I want to congratulate you again on another victory. I tell you, I was so glad when I read that today that the NAACP president, that's Mr. What's his name? See, I'm
Ben Jealous. That's right.
He's history.
He's nothing but history, and that's a sweet tune today. And you know, the 500,000 people that's going to watch this video, listen to this radio station. Believe me, this is music to my ears.
Well, thank you, Reverend Pinckney, and it's music that you created that you can enjoy because you are the you are the curator of that music, I do believe. I believe if it wasn't for you, the NAACP would have kept right along doing what it was doing for many, many more years. And I hope that they not only just changed the face at the top, but changed the whole agenda, don't you?
Absolutely, and that should be their program right now. I think that's another reason why they're getting rid of him, because now they have to change the agenda. On that note, Mary, I got to let you go.
Well, thank you, Reverend Pete. Now, I'm so glad to be on your show today. God bless you, everyone.
All right. Take care of yourself. It's time for my good friend from California, beautiful, sunny California, and I just love her house. She had one of the most beautiful homes that you would ever think of up in the mountains of California. And I tell you, folks, y'all need to go see it. It is not just good. It is excellent. Roz, are you there?
I am here, and I'm so blessed, and I congratulate you, too, on 500,000 people. You have this incredible anointing from the Lord on your life. There'll be millions listening to you before you're through, and we thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord that Ben Jealous is out after everything. Praise God. God will take care of everything. He does his own justice. We just have to give it to him. We have to speak up about all these issues, and he is with us. It's so incredible.
Wow. You know what? When I think about it, Rod, I just say, see, what we can do if we be persistent and consistent, you know, that's what it takes. And we can win these battles. And the point is just another major victory. But the point is, the people have to understand that they can win these battles.
Yes, and I congratulate everybody out there, and I ask everybody to call, because you are looking at a president who has ruined this country, who wants to send a little missile as a message over to Syria. That means we're going to have a war with them, which will lead to the Third World War. We need all your voices. No, no, no. To do this, we need to take care of all the scandals that this man has done in our country. We need to clean up the corruption in the state of California. We need to clean up the corruption in our government. Your voices are needed everywhere. And thank the Lord that people are calling. 97% or more are against this war. It will lead to the Third World War. We don't have the money. We have to borrow it just so Obama can save face in his political career. He's a laughingstock around the world.
Hey, you know what? I was reading on the internet where he called himself chastising the Russian government. I don't know whether it's true or false. It's on the internet, so you sometimes never know what's on the internet. But he asked me before it came out, but then Putin said he's not afraid of the skinny man. He said Obama too skinny for him to be afraid of. So and the Chinese have also came out and said that they're backing the Russians. And the Russians have came out and said they're backing the Chinese. So you might be right about this world war. Maybe that's what they want. Remember this, they claim they have too many people on Earth anyway.
Right, and this is what they want. They want the demise of the United States. It was, you know, as many of you know, I was a hostage in Iran in 1978. We were in our own homes. I had the constant death threats that they were going to kill me and all Americans. And isn't it strange that on August 30th of this year, Obama announces that he's going to do this? The terrorists always come back and repeat something. On August 30th of 1978 was the start of the revolution in Iran. Not the day they took the hostages in 1979 at the embassy, but 1978. So August 30th, he is mentioning this fact again that he wants to do this. It's unbelievable. They all lie. You're looking at two liars. They're going to show these terrible movies. Well, let's show the terrible movies. Let's get movies made to show what Obama's done in this country. People don't have jobs. They're hurting. They have to be on welfare, food stamps. They need to be educated properly. We're dumbing down on the education with this Common Core that they're giving us. My judge, my workers' comp case is so corrupt. I'm not the only one here in America that's going through this. The corruption in the courts, like Dr. Fine told us, corruption is everywhere. We need to clean up our own country already, and we need to get rid of this man. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be out. And we need to come together, all of us, educating each other, helping each other for a better life.
Wow. You know what? And what you're saying is so true, because I tell you, it is. If the people don't stand up and stop this, we're going to be involved in World War III. It's here. And,
right.
And I don't see how we can win. You're going to have the Russians and the red Chinese fighting on one side against us. You're going to have the Iranians. You're going to have all the Arab countries. And I know it won't be no ground war. It'd have to be a nuclear war. And and if we fire one, they're going to fire one back.
Right. And Obama wanted sequester. His idea is sequester. That means we don't have the capabilities like we used to have in our military. And you're going to tell me we're not going to put our own military on the ground in these chemicals? Our military is hurting. We have wounded warriors out there that are killing themselves every day. We have them with PTSD. We have them so hurt. We send them four times back in the war zone and wonder why they're killing people.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're smart enough to know they're going nuts. Who knows what side Obama's on anyway? He's ruined America.
Yeah.
Did you get my email?
No. Hold on, Roz. You was a prisoner in Iran. Is that correct?
We were hostages in our own homes. They called me every day in my own home to tell me they were going to kill me and all Americans. But first they asked me how I was doing, how I liked it there, and when I told them I didn't like it there and didn't want to be stationed there, they were offended. But all day long, they wanted to kill me and all Americans. The bullets passed my window. The city was burning August 4th of 1978. Fire bombings. People were dying. Larry Davis, Major Larry Davis in the Air Force, who came to my house in December of 1978, was shot walking home. I was gone by that day. He had dinner with my husband, so he was shot. And
are you saying when he left your home, he was murdered?
No, he wasn't murdered. He was shot. He didn't
die. Okay, shot him in the leg or something.
Right. But he was shot.
Interesting. Wow. And then they would call your house and tell you that they were going to kill you?
Yes, every single day. That's why I'm the fighter I am. And finally, I got tired of it after months. And I just said, F you, and I don't swear. My father would not let us swear in the house, ever. And I just, I said, I have to get my children's homework done. I have to get the dinner on the table. I have to have them take a shower before they turn off all the lights because of martial law at 9
you
o'clock.
You mean cut the lights off on the streets?
A lot of times, yeah.
Wow. Did you have television in Iran?
Yeah, we had television. Our government, the American government, told us to bring everything, every piece of Tupperware, carpets, clothes in different years, because you couldn't really go out to buy all these necessities. And luckily, the American government had built a new commissary, a new food market, so we had food. If the food was only at the commissary at the embassy, I don't think we all would have made it. But eventually...
Wow.
And we signed up after the city was burning November 4th. We signed up to go out December 6th. And we could only take a suitcase each, so we really were leaving everything we owned. We got there. There was no airplane at all. So we had to go back home. And I went to everybody to say, we're going to die. my children are going to die. I'm not putting up with this. We have to have a military aircraft come in and get us. And by December 7th, we had the evacuation started, and eventually 40,000 Americans got out.
Wow, amazing, amazing.
Yes. So eventually, I'm a war hero. You never know when God calls on you. And now in the workers' comp, God has called on me again to speak up.
Yeah, well, hey, it's time for you to do something with that workers' comp. I can't believe how they have mistreated you in reference to that. Actually, you're a war hero.
Oh, yeah, and that too, right? Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, you're a war hero. You know, and that's what it consists of. But we have to continue to fight this battle. We can't stop, Roz. We got to keep moving. We got to show them what we are made of. And you know one thing, Roz? I know right now that, you know, your home is also in jeopardy. We got to find a way to get around these items and things. And a war would not help us. And only people get rich behind these wars are the bankers. You talk about Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and people like that, the Waltons. These folks with big money, they're the ones who's going to make a huge profit on the lives of American young American soldiers that's dying.
Right, but I don't think anybody's going to be left because it's going to be the Third World War and you're going to have these chemicals in the air and everybody's going to be sick. So this is it.
Well, let's put it this way. I got a good feeling that me and my wife are going to be left. And I'm going to tell you just like I tell anybody else. If you got something from me, bring it on. Because I believe that we're going to find a way to survive this thing. It's going to get ugly. I'm going to tell you right now, Rod, this situation is going to get real ugly. So you got to get yourself prepared mentally to deal with this thing because I don't know whether the president have enough nerves to even start this war. Because if he do, like I said, the Red Chinese and Russia is lining up against the United States. So we got an issue here.
Right, but everybody listening out there, I sent you an email that you can send out. That's how I feel. I've been there. Nobody tells the truth. The president never does anything. But he has just made our country into the biggest mess. Are there jobs out there? No. This Obamacare is going to end up being workers' comp. All this corruption like I'm facing is going to get worse everywhere. So we have to call. I call every day, a few times a day. They know my voice. I was at the town hall meeting, which I brought the house down. I've been to your school at protesting. And that doesn't mean you're nasty. You just tell the truth.
Absolutely. That's what you have to do. But listen, right. I want you to do something for me. I want to make sure that you call the president, Eric Holder, and also the prison for Ralph Porter, and make sure that we get this word out for Link. Can you, and also put an email out and have all your listeners do. I know some of them, you know, I know how it works. Everybody's not going to do it, but if we can get a couple of 100,000 people to do it, especially the ones that are listening, I think we can make a difference. So I'm asking you to put it out also on your list. I'm going to put it out on my list, and everybody else who would like to put it out on their list, they're welcome to do it, because we got to stand up and fight this monster. This thing is bigger than you and I. We're hitting by
right.
war
and
everything else. And there's no reason why we should have political prisoners inside the prison system.
Right. And when we called the prison and I talked to the secretary or whoever, she was very nice. So you don't have to worry about somebody being nasty. She was nice. And if you can't get into the White House, I would say email, if you can do that, or fax, or just call your elected officials while you're calling about the fact that there shouldn't be a war, because many of them you can't get into now. He has just diverted everything away from the issues of all the scandals with this war idea that he has that's going to go on for weeks and months while he doesn't take care of the business at hand that needs to be taken care of.
You know what? We just got to make sure that he does not push that button. Because if he push a button,
right.
you know, two or three other people are going to push buttons. And I tell you that it won't be a pretty situation in that case. And
right,
we just have to get ourselves prepared mentally to fight this battle and move this thing to another level. Listen, you got about 30 seconds to say whatever you want, then we must move on.
Okay, everybody needs to pray because the Lord is in charge. We've got to give it to him, but he says that foolishness causes all these wars. So let's not be foolish. Let's be smart. God wants us to wake up and act now, which is exciting. We're all going to stand together. We're going to show them that we're together in America. I go to court October 17th for my home health care. They made two different medical reports. One was bad, which is probably a deal, and one was the right one. So please pray. And also, the Ethics Advisory Committee has taken 6 months, and there's still no decision. That Judge Gerald Cohn made a medical diagnosis and changed the facts, which he exceeded his powers, and Dr. Stauber was paid $16,770 for his bogus report. Now, all of us must pray, must stand together. We can't look at what a person's political party is. We have to look and see if that person's going to help us. All of us, no matter what color we are, is going to help us. We need to help Lynn. She has stage 4 cancer. This is disgusting. We let people out that have less and have done less. And she needs to come home. And all of us, God asks us to pray. He asks us to pray for our friends. He asks us to pray for our enemies. And all of us, we need to get closer to the Lord. What is it? 1 Corinthians, is it 7:14? If my people will humble themselves.
You said it.
Yeah.
I think it's 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 7:14, if my people will humble themselves. And that he's going to clean up our land, and we want our land cleaned up. And from now on, we need to look at the persons, the content of their character, who we vote for. And it's over. It's like a divorce. It's time to move on. It's time to forgive. It's time for something else. But we need to pray. This man just wants a safe face.
Absolutely. So, listen, I got to move on, but I will be talking to you soon. You hang in there, and don't forget to make that call and send it out on your list. God bless you. Talk to you soon. All right. Now, I got to bring in my good friend, Dr. Short. He was late coming on today, but we don't hold that against him. We just got some good news that Ben Jealous will be resigning tomorrow morning, according to the Washington Post. Those of you who are out there, listen, it is a major victory for the people. I use the term boycott, boycott, boycott. Boycott everything. Keep your money in your pocket. Please do not allow the NAACP, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton to stop us from doing things that we need to do. But listen, let me bring in my good friend, my guy, the doctor, Dr. Short. Dr. Short, are you there?
Oh, yes. Reverend Pinckney. I have I was looking at Boy Sellers, and I just want to say you got the right one, baby, when you're in Vanco.
That's right.
And I just want to echo that scripture, but it's 2 Chronicles 7:14.
That's right, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people who are called by my name would just humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then they will hear from heaven. Then he will forgive their sins. Then he will heal their land. That's right. That's my God. He can do it all. There's nothing too hard for my God.
And I just want to say, Reverend Pinckney, we had a great week here in Washington representing Vanco and the Anti-Depo Provera Clergy Coalition. We were in several congressional offices. On the 20th of September, we will be presenting at the Congressional Black Caucus, talking about Depo Provera with a range of people. I know Elaine Riddick and others will be there with us. And what we want to do, above and beyond, let people know that we will not allow Depo Provera or Gardasil or Mirena or Eshore or other things that destroy the health of women. We want, and we insist and we plead, and even Ben Jealous stepping down. You know, Ben Jealous got our report on Depo Provera and several weeks ago. We named the NAACP in our report. we name the board member on the NAACP in our report, they understand that they can be sued. I repeat, the NAACP could find itself sued out of existence over its collusion with Pfizer and Planned Parenthood and others who have poisoned and destroyed and killed thousands of people, many of which don't even know that they've been harmed. I want to remind everyone that the Rebecca Project for Human Rights, which is partnering with Banco, has a website, www.rebecca, which is R-E-B-E-C-C-A, T as in Paul, R as in Randy, O as in Orange, J as in James, E as in Elephant, C as in and Crimson, and T as in Tom, .org. And their reports there, the outsourcing of Tuskegee, as well as the Depo-Provera report. People should get a copy, an electronic copy, and see that people systematically plan and have targeted all women, in particular black and Muslim women, to be sterilized, not destroyed by a drug that they know is unsafe. But it makes billions of dollars for the fat cats. Some of them black, some of them Muslim, some of them whatever they're going to be, but they don't care about you and I. And we also want, if you know anybody, we have attorneys, reputable law firms prepared to sue the snot out of the people who've done this to our sisters. We need to hear from you. We need their names. We need folks to come forward. We need invitations to come and speak and present. I can be reached. I prefer everything in writing. Over the phone is not the best way to deal when you have these sort of issues. My email, W as in water, R as in rain, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, Y as in Yugoslavia, S as in shower, H as in Howard, O as in orange, R as in rain, T as in Tom, @yahoo.com. Please email me so I can either send you the report directly, but if you know any woman who has used or may have used this drug, please put them in touch. We believe we could win in such a way that we could finance the work of Banco and people like Mary Neal. People do not know that Depo-Provera and many of the birth control pills make women commit suicide. They talk about mental illness. These pills are things that they don't really let folks know cause women to be suicidal. Depo-Provera causes suicidal ideation. How many thousands of women have taken their lives? They know when they were testing Depo-Provera down in Georgia and in the other inner city communities to which they have hidden this information, that women began to commit suicide in greater numbers. So we really need people to come forward. You have my email address. You have a website. You have Reverend Pinkney. If you have females or friends, even in other countries, get this report and share it with them. And if anyone's been made sick, we actually have legal representation in hand. Thank you.
Very good. Hey, Dr. Short, can you tell me some of the symptoms of that Depo-Provera?
Okay. Depo-Provera. I'll repeat, suicidal ideation. Liver cancer, uterine cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer. Hair falling out. A woman growing a beard, body hair, diabetes, excess weight gain, anemia, excessive bleeding. Depo-Provera is such a strong progesterone shot, it destroys the epithelium of the inner vagina, meaning that many women contract all sorts of STDs, HIV, AIDS, chlamydia. It can cause birth defects. It causes heart attack, stroke, ectopic pregnancy. It can kill a woman who's having a baby. And I'm still not finished. There are other symptoms But this covers the gamut of things that hurt people and osteoporosis. I cannot leave osteoporosis out. It completely destroys a woman's libido. So a lot of folks have issues of domestic violence. If you're married and you don't make love for a year at a time, that could make somebody jealous and hot and bothered. I mean, how many marriages have been destroyed? It also bothers the temperament. So how many folks have had a fist fight between man and woman because it makes someone's attitude hostile? There's so much to this drug.
Absolutely.
There's so much that's wrong with this.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Who gives this stuff out?
Mainly Planned Parenthood. We have a document, which I can gladly share with anyone that can email me, that the American FDA went after Pfizer, saying that they couldn't advertise it because the drug was so unsafe. So it's been outsourced. So Planned Parenthood is the main group, but there are many others, and they lie. If you go to Planned Parenthood's website, they don't give really any of the side effects. They always use black or dark Hispanic women to advertise the drug. They tell the women the lie that once they take Depo-Provera, they don't need to do anything before sex. In other words, no condoms. And anybody needs to know, and everyone must know, everywhere in the world where Depo-Provera is used, and there's high rates of HIV/AIDS that go together, and when women do not use, don't have their men use condoms, you have all these people dying from AIDS. South Africa, places in Latin America, everywhere where you have a high rate of HIV/AIDS death, Depo-Provera is used. Black women in America are using almost 90% of this drug, and yet they cast our women as the biggest whores that ever lived because of the rates of HIV/AIDS without telling them that using this particular drug makes them more likely to get this disease as well as spread it. So there are a lot of men out here being told that they're homosexual and they had sex with a woman. She had AIDS. She didn't know she had it. She was taking birth control. She thought that made her safe, and it didn't. It put her at risk. And the Planned Parenthood is deliberately responsible for giving this false information that has probably killed tens of thousands of people.
Wow.
They don't only kill the babies, but they kill the living people. Their plan is for nobody to be a parent. Their plan is to get rid of all the human weeds, a.k.a. black women, brown women, and economically challenged white women. There should be no plan here. Once we get the lawyers, we should sue them. And every woman out there that's been hurt, they shouldn't be ashamed. There are millions, and they have lost. We already have all the evidence. In 2004, The FDA put a black box warning on Depo-Provera, but that information is almost never shared with any of the women using it. It's been outlawed in Europe. They won't use it. It's been outlawed in Asia and other places. It tends to be used on black, brown, or Muslim women, often in countries that hate people of color, like the one I'm living in, and they know that it's deadly. They know about the AIDS, and everywhere people sue, a Pfizer over Depo-Provera. Many white women have gotten paid for their damages, but they don't put this out. You see, that's part of the settlement. When you sue them and you find out, they'll give you the money, but they don't want you talking about it. So we've got to get the word out, and we have to make people see that everyone is targeted. It's not just the people calling in on this program. There's nothing wrong with them. They have been targeted. I think I sent you the link, Reverend Pinckney, about them using the power cables to kill people and torture them in California. And they know all about it. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. But here they are saying to people who don't want to have children before they're ready, we have the solution, and they end up sterilized, dead, or their health destroyed. And this is everywhere in the world. In South Africa, where AIDS was really high, the apartheid government knew what this stuff did. They forced Depo-Provera on black women in South Africa. This was a drug of destruction, and it's still used. And South Africa's best friend, America, with its black population, is doing the same thing. In Australia, they use it on the Aboriginals. In New Zealand, they were using it on the Maoris, the brown black people there. In Canada, they were using it on the Indians. And in Israel, they were using it on the blacks. They've used it in Jamaica. They've used it in Brazil when they had their racist dictatorship. This is a drug of destruction of all sorts of people. The USAID Office on Population has targeted Africans and Muslims and others. They want to kill off 25% of the women on this planet. This is genocide, people. It's not a joke. We can back it up. And proof is that Ben Jealous stepped down because we named the NAACP as complicit in this drug thing out
true.
There. If you read the report, what the fact, did we not name the Reverend Pinckney? Did we not name the NAACP board member? You read the report. Did we not put them out there?
Absolutely. We have to. We did great. But listen, you got about 30 seconds. I got to let you go. I got to move on. But listen, you did a great job. Also, I got a friend who wants to talk about the Scientology. We're going to talk about that maybe later on tonight. So let's talk later on.
Very well.
All right, my brother. And I will talk to you soon. Don't hesitate. Don't leave me.
Okay.
All right. Now it's time. It's TI time. It's time for my targeted individuals, the individuals who have been targeted by our government. And they need our help. Those of you who are out there who understand this, we need to sit down and talk about it. We cannot allow this governor to continue to torture our people. We need to let them know that we're not going to take this mess no more. And I do have my very, very good friend, Ken Rose, who is also one of the leaders of this of these targeted individuals who also been fighting. He's been on the battlefield. He's been doing some great work. We call him John Brown. We call him because he's out there. He's right in the middle of everything. And I tell you, he don't get enough credit for what he does. He does what he. As a matter of fact, he's equal to me when we out there fighting. Equal. Or even maybe a little bit better than myself. But I thank you. I thank him so much for his work. I thank him for his hard work. I thank him for his love. And I thank him for what he do. Ken Rose, John Brown, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Reverend Pinckney.
How you
thanks
feeling?
Thanks for the introduction, but I think you built me up a little too high. I'm feeling
oh,
fine.
Oh, no, no, no. You could be held higher than that. You deserve more.
Well, Reverend Pinckney, first thing I'm going to ask,
Dr. Short?
Dr. Short, if he'll send me over the reports, he's got my email, because my granddaughter and all of them use that, and I'd like to let them read it, and maybe they'd want to join the lawsuit, with him. So if he'd send me that, I'd appreciate it. But then the next thing I want to talk about is the TIs. A lot of people on this line think that they're not TIs. When you get these pains and illnesses and you run to doctors, this can all be done under the program. People need to understand that. These doctors are all in, a lot of them are in on it, and they make money off of us. And we're like, they're feeding off us is what I'm trying to say. So a lot of you think you're not TIs, you are TIs. And I think there's a lot more than just a million. I think there's millions of Americans being hit with this technology that don't have a clue. You go and say, well, I'm getting old. This happens, that happens. Well, a lot of it is you may be getting old, but you're getting hit with frequencies too. And then now we're going to go into Syria. Our government talks about Assad sprayed his own people and killed 1,400. I don't think he did, but even if he did, if we go back to like Ralph was talking about Vietnam, we sprayed 20 million gallons of Agent Orange. We killed 500 people over there, men, fighting. Actually, we had 2 million that suffered heart, birth defects and cancer from that Agent Orange. 2 million after and they're still suffering to this day. And then our government wants to talk about, oh, Assad killed 1,400 people. Okay, let's say he did that. And now we're going to go bomb him, and we're going to kill 100,000, we're going to kill 1 million people by bombing. How does that make sense? Because he killed 1,400, we want to go over and kill 1 million more of his people. Looks like we're trying to do it for him. It makes no sense. That's like saying, well, Ken Rhodes killed his wife, so we're going to go to his house, we're going to kill all of his kids, his brother-in-laws, his cousins. We're going to kill all of them because he killed his wife. How much sense does that make?
That doesn't make any sense, Ken, I tell you. But, you know, it's the American people. You got a lot of people who want, I'm going to call him your president to go and bomb Syria. I mean, to me, that's the most idiotic thing that you could think of doing, Ken.
Well, I don't know if we got so many now or not, though, Reverend Pinkney, because all the congressmen and the senators saying the people are calling in, it's running 100-1, telling them no more wars. So to me, that's a very good sign. You know, 100-1.
Absolutely, but will the president listen? Remember, he can override Congress if he wants to.
Well, he's doing what he's told. He wants
absolutely.
To war.
He's nothing but a puppet on the screen. That's all he is.
Right, he dances to the tune they play. Until the American people wake up and realize, yeah, we got TIs, and they're torturing us in our own homes. They're also hitting you, and they're so good at it that you don't even know it. But this president, just like George Bush, Dick Cheney, all the rest of them, I can't remember us having a good president since 1960s when we had Kennedy, and I really didn't think he was that good. But looking back, he had to be a great president compared to the rest of these people. It's mind-boggling how bad they want this war. They want to destroy every country, and this is for the New World Disorder. They call themselves the New World Order. Well, a lot of you people think this New World Order is going to be good. When it comes down, I don't think you're going to like it as well as you may think. Just because you work for the government, you think you're on the winning team, they're going to steal your money, and they're going to kill you too. So everybody needs to get ready for it, because if this starts off, We may have a nuclear bombs going off, because now they're claiming that Americans are moving nuclear bombs around out of the bases now. That came out, I think, Friday. That they say that without no paperwork, that we're moving nuclear bombs around. Why are we moving nuclear bombs around at this point? I mean, we got psychopaths. We got total idiots running this country, and they're not our government. To say they're our government, it would be like giving them a pat on the back. Our government has been hijacked, and until the people wake up and understand this, there's no difference between a Democrat and a Republic. We're in deep trouble, very, very deep trouble.
I agree with you 100%, Ken, because, you know, even to think about it, if you vote Democrat, you vote Republican. If you vote Republican, you vote Democrat. You know, they work together against the people. And anytime you find an organ, and it's just another way of dividing the country also, which is even more important to them. See, division is a weapon they use. It's another tool in their toolbox. And they use that against the people. And the people don't see it. You see, here's the thing. We sit down here, we go to the polls, we got Republican voting, thinking they're voting for their people. We got Democrats on this side thinking they're voting for them. All they're doing is continue to split us up. Long as they can keep us divided, they're going to win this battle. But
I tell you, Ken,
there are so many things that we can do. We have to shut them down. I mean, we have to stop spending our money. We have to show them to keep it in our pocket. We have, if like Ralph said, if you're not buying food, you're not using it for transportation, and you're not using it for housing, keep your money in your pocket. This war is going to, look, gasoline probably going to be $10 a gallon.
Well, I guarantee, I don't know if it'll be 10, but I guarantee it's going to be a lot more than it is now if we go in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they need these little bitty excuses to do the things they do. So, you know, it's time that the people get off their butts, get off that couch, and stop fighting back. You know?
Well,
and here's what they want to do. They want to set up a draft now. Right before Obama make the announcement, they want to start drafting people.
Well, yeah, because the military is standing up. A lot of them are standing up now and saying, we're not going to go fight next to Al-Qaeda. So when the military finally wakes up, I think that's going to be a turning point for America.
Ken, it doesn't make sense for anybody to go over there and kill somebody for these rich suckers.
Exactly. You're not fighting. They're not fighting for America. They're fighting for the New World Order. Until
that's
they
right.
They
fighting for these bankers. And remember, if you ever heard about how the Rothschilds do, every war, they make money.
Well,
and they buy
both sides.
That's what they do, Ken. They back both sides and make money, and here we are being a fool and actually doing the things that they want us to do.
Exactly. And if you think there's a difference between Democrat and Republican, watch it when they get something they all want to do, but they all act like they don't want to do it. When it comes to push to shove, they all circle the wagon, Democrats and Republicans. There is no difference in them. They're all the same.
And they
just
do
remember,
the same identical thing, Ken. They, you know, it's all against the people. You know, I tell you, Ken, I wish that you can come up here November the 5th and help us at the poll, take these folks to the poll and get a chance to give them some of them DVDs. And because, you know, what I do, I wish I had some more DVDs to give out. But unfortunately, I don't, because I was in Detroit yesterday speaking to a group of people, which I really, really enjoyed it. But unfortunately, I didn't have any DVDs to give them. And everywhere I go, I like to at least pass out at least 10, 15 of them. And I know it costs money to do it, but I think in order to get our word out so people can understand where we're going, it's important.
Okay, I'll have to get to work on it right now. I'm in California. I flew out here for 10 days.
Okay, well, when you get back, let's talk again when you get home, and let's talk some more about it and see how we're going to do this.
Okay, because I will be up for October the 5th.
Oh, I know you will. I'm looking forward to that. Matter of fact, October the 5th is going to be a tremendous day for all of us, because I think it's going to open the doors to many, many other things, not just one. And that's what I like to do. I like to connect everything, make sure everything is done in order and proper. And those of you who need hotel rooms, call me on tomorrow. I'll give you the hotel address. And we'll talk about that, and we'll do that. But, Ken, I'm going to give you 90 seconds to say whatever you want, and then I got to bring on my good friend Gloria.
Okay, you can bring Gloria on, Reverend Pinky, and God bless all of you, and I hope everybody has the rest of the weekend here and enjoy yourself. Thank you, Reverend
Pinky. Sure will. And, Ken, we went over the half a million mark, but now we got to go for the million.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I tell you, it's moving for some reason unknown. We're moving. We're moving this thing to a whole different level. But my goal is to have 1 million by Christmas. So those, you know, people got to start telling their relatives, their cousins, their aunts, tell everybody, because we got to get this word out there. And people call it from all over the world, South America, London, Japan, you name it, they've been calling. So they're right here.
Right.
And we keep a full board, so that's always a good thing. We always have a full board. We never have a situation where we don't have enough callers on. We always have more than enough callers, so that's a blessing all by itself.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Pinky.
All right, Ken, you take care of yourself. And John Brown, be careful out there in California. Now it's time to bring on my good friend Gloria from Philadelphia. A true warrior, a true soldier, a person who we all love very, very much. She will also be at the dinner. And I want to tell folks, listen, you people out there who don't believe that you might be a target individual, target by our government, it's a strong possibility that you might be just that. But listen, let's bring on Gloria. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Pinkney. I'm here and well. And I can't wait to give you the information this week.
Oh, okay. That means you fired up and ready to roll. And listen, I don't know whether I can prolong it any longer, because it sounds like your voice. I just love that voice of yours, Gloria. I got to confess that. I love that voice. So listen, give it to us. Tell us what you want us to know.
All right. This is what I want you to know. This information came out of a book called Deadly Monopolies by Harriet Washington. She's a melanin-rich sister that has written several books. One, which I plan to get, is called Medical Apartheid, and it discusses how they have had experiments from Nazi to Tuskegee to Puerto Rico on melanin-rich people. But here I go. The astonishing story of Henrietta Lack, who died of cancer in 1951, but whose still living cells are now the basis for much medical research, has captivated America for the past 2 years, and there is no sign of the debate or its controversies abating. As revealed in the best-selling 2011 book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, this is a tale of a poor black tobacco farmer who never consented to having tissues taken, but whose cancer cells have proved so important that they have formed the foundation for work leading to 2 Nobel Prizes. Yet the Lacks family never knew about it, even as the cells were used around the world in research. For when they themselves were asked for blood samples 2 decades later. The book describes the indignity of the family's ordeals as a giant corporation profiting hugely from the Lacks cells known as HeLa in medical parlance. Her children, again, without their knowledge, had their medical records studied and even published. It was a story of a complex intersection of medicine, race, and profit that seemed to have a happy ending as the book written by Rebecca Skolt became a bestseller and Black's contribution to science was recognized. But now history seems to have repeated itself. A group of scientists at the European Molecular Biologically Laboratory in Heidelberg recently published a paper in which they sequenced the entire genome of a HeLa cell, essentially putting Lacks' DNA sequence up on the internet for all to see. Amazingly, they failed to alert anyone in the Lacks family about their intentions or ask permission. Skolt was outraged, the woman that wrote the book, arguing that scientists appeared to have learned little. The publication of the HeLa genome without consent isn't an example of a few researchers making a mistake. The whole system allowed it. Everyone involved followed standard practices. They presented their researches at conferences and peer review journals. No one raised questions about consent. She wrote in a column in the New York Times, that's the young lady that wrote the book, she wrote to the New York Times. David Kroll, a science writer and board member of the Henrietta Lacks Foundation, was furious that Lacks and her family had to again apparently fallen into scientific ethics blind spot. I could not believe this was happening all over again. So, in conclusion, when you go to the doctors and interact with the medical community, we have no control over our DNA cells when they are extracted from our body to create a so-called sample tissue. Because of these facts, the government can pretty well do as they please with our biogeometrics of our solar anatomy system. Not sure what the solar anatomy system is? That's us. We are all a ball of energy, and a body is the display case. Our body is the display case for our energy. Please beware, when you go to the doctor, you no longer have control over your DNA. A bill was lobbied to patent and own your DNA without permission. Thank God it didn't pass. Why would they, meaning the government, not be involved in U.S. government mind control technology? They are feeding your DNA data to supercomputers. No body is exempt. From doctors extracting blood work from your body and releasing it to the mad scientists and the intelligence community. They're creating the targeted individual. Thank you for listening.
Gloria, let me ask you, you're referring to a doctor. Are you referring to the dentist also?
Oh, anyone in the medical field, doctors, dentists, podiatrists, chiropractor, psychiatrists, psychologists, yes. Yes.
Are you saying that we should be aware of these people because they might be controlled by the government or under mind control? Or explain that a little bit to me so make sure that the listeners can understand it.
Well, Reverend Pinkney, you just explained it. Yes, some of them are contracted for this. They will say, the government will come to them, let's say they're running a school, a medical school, and they'll say, teach your students to push these drugs, and we're going to donate $5 million to your school. Well, they jump on that like no biggie, and that's what they do. It's all about corporations.
And it's not really all about money, is it? It's all about what the big corporations and the billionaires and the bankers.
Power.
And, yeah, the power structure is what they want.
The power, exactly. And you just don't have it. You know, the creator has the power. And we have to work through him. Forget it. You know, we have to. And this has gotten to the place that I've also read an article where a doctor, during the time of slavery, when the women would have their babies, something would happen to their vaginal area and they would close up completely. They couldn't urinate, their bowel movement, nothing. And this doctor just went cutting and ripping them apart. And they're fine now. These women were damaged. Many died right while they were laying on the table of surgery. And then
when I think about it, you know, just recently, just the hospital here in Benton Harbor, that is one hospital I'm advising people not to go to. If there's an emergency, you better try to find another hospital. Do not go to this hospital here because I believe that they're all full of wackos and government-controlled people. And I know it's like this all around the country. And, you know, last week I got a call from this guy, and Raphael, you got through reading, and that's why it's so important that when you read stuff like you do and the way you do, you give the information out, you tell them where they can go and get it, and I gave them the Soul Catcher. You know, I gave them the Volume 2 of Robert Duncan. I told them about that. I said, you need to read it. You know, before you say anything that's derogatory, you need to talk about, you need to read that book, then call me back. So he called me later on during the week and told me that he had purchased the book and that he's reading it. So I expect that he's listening right now because I think he's more curious. He might even be a government agent, but like I tell them, I care less. I don't care nothing. You can be whatever you want to be, you know, because that's, you know, we're moving on. We're going to continue this fight, and we're going to try to relieve these people whatever that how this government is trying to do to them. Because it's important that people know, Gloria, that, you know, this stuff is real. This stuff is happening.
Oh, yes. Well, what they do, they put our data into a supercomputer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm sitting here in a chair, if they decide to raise my left leg or my right leg, they can do it.
Oh, you know, I believe that 100%. I believe they can do anything
right.
They want to do.
And
you know,
we have to
they
be
got
so careful.
Right now that can control everything.
Yes, yes. And they talk about gender. Now they want children to be able to go into the bathroom. Doesn't make a difference if you're a boy or girl. It's your gender that counts. I think, no. It's time that we raise our conscious. We're up. We're awake.
Yeah.
But we're not sure what's going on. Our consciousness has to snap in and elevate, and then we'll pick up on it also. Everyone else will pick up on it. But being a TI, you tend to zero in on things before it even happens.
Mm. And you know, one of the things, Gloria, that to me that is so, so important, I know in the TI world, I kind of like miss my calls on Thursday because, you know, it was strictly for TIs. But the TIs, you know, they got to step out of this zone and start dealing with other people like this war thing. They need to get out and start marching about that, talking about that. They need to get out here and start expanding. Because if you stay in this own little world, Gloria, you only going to have your people, and most of the TIs, I'm going to have to say this, they really don't want to do nothing. You know, you got to go beyond that scope. You see, I try to reach out to everybody, Gloria. There's nobody I don't try to reach out to. And one of the things I do, I don't do things for money. I do things because it's the right thing to do. And if it's the right thing to do, you should do it. And I think, Gloria, to me, that's the most important thing. And we got to keep educating them. I think we're getting more people to believe in us now than ever before, because I know when it was TI time before, it was pretty interesting. But I'm able to handle when people call and want to talk about it because I give them my philosophy. And believe me, I only have one motive, and that is to make sure that we free the people that's under this mind control. And I believe we can do it, Gloria. I believe that
I know
we're going
to do it, Reverend Pinkney. We have to have, we've always been told we have to have a public servant, a politician to say it, to acknowledge this. And we have found someone in Jackson, Mississippi. And
pretty soon there's going to be a whole lot of them saying it. It's just a matter of time. Matter of fact, you got different people right now listening on the line. You got them from Bobby Rush all the John Conyers all. You got them all. They all listen to this show. They want to know what Reverend Pinkney is up to, what he's talking about, and what's really going on. You got people right now who's so concerned because some of them don't believe it, and you know that's fine with me. I don't, you know, if you don't believe it, that's on you. We're gonna move on.
Well, they can believe it. They can look up the patents easier than we can.
Oh, absolutely.
So go check out the gene patents and patents on DNA and people's body parts, and then start connecting the dots and seeing how I feel they're taking body parts right out of the prisons.
And that's what they're doing now at these hospitals. Now they're trying to get you committed and doing different things so they can take body parts. A young lady told me yesterday that she had her appendix taken out, and she don't know what else they took out of her. You know, and like I tell you, they do so many things, and nobody ever cares. It's like, you know, like, hey, they took my appendix out, and they took one of my kidneys. Who cares? I never know what I'm missing one until somebody examined me. And if you go back to the same doctor, he's never going to tell you that they stole one of your kidneys.
No.
Absolutely not. But that's when the people comes in. That's why you got to have more people hollering and screaming and saying stuff. We got to talk about this, Gloria. That's why we know we spent a whole hour doing our TI time talking about the TIs. I think it's crucial.
Reverend Pinkney, every opportunity I get, I talk about the TIs. If I call about a phone bill and I happen to be able to catch someone's ear, I ask, what is your name, and I'll send you some information. So I send DVDs out. I have a package of DVD envelopes. I send out whatever I can to whomever will listen to me. They get it. And sometimes
absolutely.
Even if they don't
you know,
listen,
what
I wear a T-shirt.
So good, as long as I got them DVDs, people have a tendency to listen to me when I talk. And when I talk, people listen all over the country, which is so, so important, and also give the TIs credibility like they never had before. They never had a person that actually can honestly say that, hey, I know the story of the TIs, and here, talk to me about it. So I think we're moving to a level now that we've never been on before, and I think that we must continue this fight. We must show up and show out, show people things that we're capable of doing, but we got to make sure we're doing it at the right time. We can, you know, we got to pick the time that we need to say these things to certain people that's in a certain atmosphere. So we just have to get ready and do the things that need to be done. And I think that we know that we can do it. And I just want to thank you also for taking the time out and doing your research. See, there's nothing more important to having validity. That's what you have. When you can tell them where they can go find stuff, you can tell them what they need to know, and that's crucial. But listen, you got about 30 seconds to say whatever you want, and I'm going to move on to my good friend Elvira and let her say a few words today. Go right ahead.
This is Gloria. I'm going to finish my 30 seconds. I would like everyone to start tuning in to we have a call on Wednesdays, which you can find on Derek's website, Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. It's called TI Talk. And we're preparing to go to Jackson, Mississippi, and we would like to take as many TIs, as many non-TIs, as many people that does not want this to be part of their life. And if it isn't yours today, because 7 years ago, this isn't how I was living. It wasn't me 7 years ago. But now it is. And it just
all
might
right.
be
well, listen,
tomorrow.
You, on your show on Wednesday night, also ask the TIs to call in and to the White House and Eric Holder and talk about Lynn Stewart for us. We can do that. And let's work together and get this
yes.
thing done.
Yes, we will.
All right,
thank
now, take care
listening.
And have a beautiful day. Elvira, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Reverend Pinckney.
How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there, trying to stay positive.
Oh, well, you know what? It's a positive situation that we have to make. We make things positive by doing the things that we've done. I know when I first met you, Elvira, you told me about being a TI. I think you were probably one of the first TIs I met. And you know, and even at that time, it was things that was said that was so incredible that sometimes it's hard to believe that these things are actually happening. But you are a living example of that in my eyesight. When I talk about TIs to different people, I often use you as an example because I understand you more than ever before now. Because before, it was hard to understand exactly where you was coming from. Because in order to understand where you're coming from, you have to know where you've been. And I say this to you, Elvira, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the time out and actually locating people, putting people in positions. Matter of fact, to make the TIs aware or make people aware of the TIs. So, Elvira, that is really, really tremendous, and I appreciate that. You got about 30 seconds to say whatever your heart desire. Tell us something that you want us to know.
Well, right now, I need medical treatment. The doctors are not listening to me. What happened to me is I started out in Broward General Hospital in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, because of my human rights activism. I went in with an asthma attack, ended up, supposed to be getting out of the hospital, and this girl shows up. I didn't recognize her at first as being the management of the building that I tried to get in, and they falsified information on me, and I was homeless. Long story short, she came into the hospital with blonde hair because the social worker brought her in. And then she injected me in my tubes with what she called the blood thinner. When I told her don't inject me anymore, she started, I went to sleep, I woke up and caught her putting it in my IV. But I was so stressed out because I was involved in so many different human rights issues. Anyway, long story short, let me come on up to where I am now because this goes on and on and on. I'm ill, I need help to prove what I say. If I walk into an emergency room or I go into a doctor's office, immediately they just throw me in a mental hospital. That's what they've been doing to me. This has happened to me 5 times, and I'm bleeding.
Well, listen, Elvira, I know that you're trying to get hooked up with the Scientology, and my goal is to work on that. So maybe they can help you also, because we got to find a location close to you where you can actually go visit them and talk with them about these issues. So listen, as we speak, I know you got major issues, and I am very, very concerned about them, and I want people to understand how serious this matter is. And when we talk about TIs, and you're a real TI, you are one TI that people need to know about also. But like I said before, I need you to do me one favor. I need you to call the White House and also Eric Holder and also the prison system for Lynn Stewart for me tomorrow. And if you do that, we'll talk later on today, but I got to move on. But I understand where you're going with this. We'll talk soon. So listen, you got 30 seconds, Elvira. Say whatever you want, and I got to move on.
Well, I'm trying to get out of Pennsylvania because I can't get any medical treatment here. So either this week or next week, I will be leaving here. Where I'm going exactly, I don't know right now. I haven't made up, but I have to. I have to make that transition to someone, hoping to some activist who would help me watch me, and when I go into a hospital and see what happened to me. I'm chemical sensitive. I cannot go in many places. You understand? I need a blood transfusion or something. But the doctors won't do anything but throw me in a mental hospital. And my issue is not mental. I am having internal bleeding.
Okay. Well, you have said a lot. We'll work on that.
Thank you for listening.
All right, then. Hey, you understand that, Elvira is one of my really, really good friends, and she actually needs help. Those of you who are out there who can actually help her, please call me at 269-925-0001. She needs our help. Those of you who are out there who's willing to help, sometimes you have to go beyond the call of duty. You can reach me at 269-925-0001, Reverend Edward Pinckney. And those of you who are out there, I need y'all to call. I need you to call tomorrow, the White House. That's 202-456-1111. That's the White House. I need you to call Eric Holder at 202-353-1555. And also, I need you to call the prison system, 202-307-3257. Tell them to let Lynn Stewart go home. And on that note, I want to bring on my good friend Ralph Pointer. I know he's up there, up in New York. But we want to bring him back on so people can understand how important it is to call these numbers, because the more people who call, the better chance of Lynn Stewart of being released. Ralph Pointer, are you there?
Yes, I am, listening to every word, and I can't tell you that I wasn't jumping up and down when Mary Neal was making her announcement. And it goes to show that we have leaders. We just have to learn how to follow the leaders. And I was hoping Mary Neal would make her appeal, because she does it so well, about having people send money to support the organizations who support us. And I was thinking, the first thing that went through my mind is, I know of a president to replace Ben Jealous as the head of the NAATP. There's a young man over in Benton Harbor, Michigan, that would turn the NAATP all the way around. And his name is Reverend Pinckney.
I would take that job. I would take that job, and this world wouldn't like me. They will not like me, even the president, the army. Look, they would not like me if I became president, because you would see the NAACP actually doing something. And we would no longer be out of touch with the community. No more political prisoners. We have jobs. We have it all. Because they need somebody who's willing to take a stand. This is the best thing that ever happened with Ben Jealous resigning. People don't even know how important this is.
Yeah, well, listen, when I heard it, the first thing that hit my mind is, well, you've talking about things to do, and you have acted on that. first comes the word, but if the word doesn't have an act behind it, it's of no value. And you
absolutely.
And you have acted on it, and by God, this is really showing what can be done, and I'm looking forward to your getting more done. And we just have to reach out and support your organization, organization, the organization that gets something done on our behalf. And
absolutely.
So,
and you know what, Ralph? They wouldn't even have to pay me to be president. I'll do it for free.
Right. I would do the job for free.
I'll save them a couple of $100,000. All they do is just give me a house out there, and I'll manage the rest.
Well, when the announcement comes, I'm going to send in, and I'm going to ask others, like Glenn Ford at the Black Agenda Report, Larry Pinkney, to send in nominations of the new president of the NAACP, and it would be Reverend Pinkney, former president of Benton Harbor NAACP, to turn this thing around, to give it some credibility. And so this is what we have to do. And it's just, you know, I'm so happy.
Hey, Ralph, I can see me becoming president and lining everybody up and having a nice talk with them.
Right.
I think that talk would make history.
I love it. The thought of it makes me excited. So
the first thing that happened, Ben Jealous has resigned. The second thing that's happened, I'll be president of the NAACP for free. Can you imagine how much money they'll save?
Ralph, can you hear me? Ralph? Hello? Hello? No, the phone. That's okay.
All right.
Sometimes you can't talk about the NAACP. Hello?
Hello, Reverend Pinkney.
Yes. Matter of fact,
you know I'm going to talk about the NAACP.
Absolutely. The phone went berserk when we started saying that. I'm talking about the radio station, the lines lit up. I mean, it was something really crazy. You wouldn't believe it. Man, all the phones seem like it's everything just lit up. When I said
that's
the
because it's...
That might tell me something. That I could be the next president of the NAACP.
You should be the next president of the NAACP, and they need to change the name.
Yeah, well, we'll work on that, too. Let's get in first.
Okay, that's right.
Let's take this thing one step at a time. I had no idea that talking about that would light up the phones like it did.
Well, Reverend Pinckney, if you can get 11,000-12,000 or more people to quit the NAACP, how many could you get to join if we had some real leadership in there?
Absolutely.
I mean,
matter of fact, next Saturday I'm planning on burning some more cars in my garage, barbecuing. I'm still going to barbecue them, and I'm up to about 250 cars now. And I got some T-shirts and hats and stuff that I'm going to burn. I got some other stuff, but we're going to keep burning until they get this thing right.
Well, you know what, Reverend Pinckney? I want you to do one favor for me. When you burn the NAACP cards, do some marshmallows, too.
All right. I can do that because I'm putting a little barbecue sauce on it.
Oh, yes. Well, no, not the barbecue sauce. That'll make it darker. Just
who cares? Let's do it. Who cares about that? Well, listen, Randy, I don't have any more time. And I just want to say just all this good news really got me rolling. And I'm more than happy. I tell you, it was tremendous. The show today, I'm excited. The boards were completely filled. I never, I don't even know where we ever had this many people. I had about 8 columns of people, and this is the very first. But listen, let's talk later on tonight, and in the meantime, let's listen to a little Harold Melvin and the Blue Note.
Wake up! somebody help the poor people.
Being single, he always gets what he wants. He got his right arm up with a football across the goal line, and he did. They'll give that a look, should stand, and the Packers are on top. Well, that was an impressive drive, and on that last play, yeah, they give it to the rookie. He gets airborne, but he gets in behind Andrew Corliss, who hasn't played in well over a year. It's got to feel good for him to be out there contributing today, but an outstanding drive by Green Bay for the touchdown. Now a four-point lead. The big play, the longest play of the day for Green Bay, 37 yards to Jordy Nelson. Set it up. Lacey, the rookie, takes it in, and the Pack is up four.
Hey, Papa, newest rookie reporting for duty.
I haven't heard you say that in a while, baby.
Well, this is my first season making Papa John's pizza, and that calls for free pizza for everyone.
Audible. Use promo code TOUCHDOWN with any $15 minimum order at PapaJohns.com. Then, your next pizza will be free.
Choose better.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Quarterback sneak.
Quarterback sneak.
Quarterback sneak.
We've seen Antoine Ball. to the bunch formations, and they kind of disguised it a little bit. They've been able to free him up this time. They just run him straight up the field. He runs an in-crossing route, and they put it on him. I mean, there's not a lot of deception to what the 49ers did there, and yet the Packers still not able to even have a man on him. And then once he catches the ball, they're not able to get him on the ground. 43 yards, the longest play of the day. The guy who was just punted on your teammate. And the 49ers inside the 35. Here's Hunter.
I think they're going to want to probably slow this thing down a little bit. And obviously,
touchdown, but the way these games are anymore in the NFL, you just hate to give it back to an opposing team with any kind of time left on the clock. Johnson kicks it away. Ross will bring it out. And Ross can't make the pass. It was DJ Spillman. One of the best special teams players for the 49ers down there to make a big hit. We've seen a few questionable returns now, you know, by the Green Bay Packers and not giving themselves very good field position. And this was another one. So Rodgers has to start at the 9 and deal with a lot of noise.
Hello?